Now, let's talk a little bit deeper about rapport.
Now, we've learned how to match and mirror people.
Individuals. We learn how to create that instantaneous unconscious rapport. And as you continue with this training series, make sure that you're always stacking on each technique, the techniques that you've learned previously. Now, sensory acuity, rapport, setting outcomes, and begin to utilize these all together as a package as you move forward. Now, the next step in developing rapport is to realize that there are different types of people out there. And we're going to take a look at the basics of personality profiling. Now, this is just the basics. At the master level, we actually teach you very complex personality profiling and how to tailor your communication inside the different personality styles. It's going to begin right now with the basics and realize that there are four basic types of people you might run into. We have people who are primarily visual, people who are primarily kinesthetic or into their feelings, people who are auditory, or their primary representational system. The way they represent information to themselves is in the auditory system. And what we're talking about is our representational system preferences. Remember, we have the five senses: visual, olfactory, gustatory, auditory, kinesthetic, auditory digital, which would be the self-talk. So those are the processing channels.
Now, people will have preferences or an information processing channel which they process information best in.
So they'll have a representational system preference. They'll either be primarily visual, primarily kinesthetic, auditory, or auditory digital. So we're going to break down each of these and discuss how you can match and mirror the individual's preference that you're communicating with in order to develop a deeper instantaneous rapport with that individual. So here's what I want you to do, is before we begin on breaking down the individual preferences, the best thing you could possibly do is to look in your manual and find your representational system preference test. There's a test in your manual, so what you should do now is take that test before we continue. Stop the CD and find your representational preference systems test and take that test before continuing. That'll give you an idea of where you are and where you're coming from in terms of your representational preferences. So stop the CD right now and take that test.